My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, I shouldn't have to wait long for phone calls tonight. I see a lot of you still streaming out of Kauffman Stadium, so maybe I will. Maybe you stuck around for every single pitch of this one. If you didn't, if you're on your way home right now, I'd love to get your thoughts. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. So what did we learn tonight, Royals fans? That's what I want to know from you. What did we learn about the 2024 Kansas City Royals tonight? The boys have lost five of the last six for the first time all year. What did we learn from this 11-8 series opening loss to the San Diego Padres? 913-586-7610. I'm sitting here thinking about it. What did we learn? Did we learn that the bullpen can't punch a dude out when they must? Did we learn tonight that the bullpen just doesn't have power arms? Did we learn that tonight, or did we know that coming into tonight? What did we learn? Did we learn that the offense battles until the 27th out? Or did we already know that? Did we learn that Bobby Witt Jr.'s great, and I mean that in the true definition of the word, an all-around superstar? Did you learn that tonight? Did you learn that Michael Garcia and Freddie Fermin are always ready for the moment? Or did we already know that? Did we learn that Michael Wacha is a pro's pro, but unlikely to give you the 180 innings he's on pace to pitch? Did we learn that tonight, or did we already know that? What did we learn from this exciting, disappointing, and yet exhilarating night at Kauffman Stadium? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Listen, if you would have sat next to me in the press box 45 minutes ago, my head was in my hands, and I was dreading this show. Because the complaints about the bullpen were going to come in waves. And we were going to be here all night. And then that ninth inning happened. That five-run ninth inning capped by what I thought was a game-tying three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. I thought Nelly got that one. Now, I don't believe I'm similar to a 12-year-old on school day at the K. I'm not bouncing to my feet for every deep fly ball. But off of the bat, I stood up in my chair in the press box, and I was ready to look around and see the shock on the faces of everybody here at Kauffman Stadium when that ball clears the center field wall. Unfortunately, it fell into the glove of the Padres left fielder, and instead of this being one of the most memorable wins of our lives, it's just another loss. So what did we learn from this loss? What are we taking from this loss? What do you make of this loss? 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Royals drop game one and now fall to 1-4 in this 20-game stretch against teams currently in playoff position. They drop 3-4 to the Twins, fall in the opener tonight to the Padres, two more with San Diego, and then it's three in Cleveland. Three at home against the best rotation in the American League, in the Seattle Mariners. Four at home against maybe the best team in the American League, the New York Yankees. And then three on the West Coast against maybe the best team in baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers. 913-586-7610, that's the phone number. That's also the text line number. And we'll get to your phone calls after this. All right, welcome back. That's Denny Matthews.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Freddie Fremien there with a two-out single in the ninth inning. Brought the Royals to within three. That's as close as they would come as the next pitch with two on and two outs. Nelly would give it a ride. 104 miles per hour off the bat. Unfortunately, it only travels 385 feet. It falls into the glove of the left fielder, and the boys drop game one, 11-8, the final score. Let's go right to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Danny, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Danny, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Burn. Tough loss. I'm just really struggling to deal with these. Obviously the bullpen, but the managerial decisions are just really starting to puzzle me here.
Okay.
I guess it could just be me, but pinch hitting Garrett Hampson there for Frazier when he was having a fantastic defensive night didn't exactly make a ton of sense for me.
Also, been doing it all year.
I mean, I know I'm calling back a few days, but pinch hitting Melendez in the ninth against the Twins is just really. Really, it's just boggled my mind a little bit. So, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the phone call. Q's been doing that all year. He's been pinch hitting Garrett Hampson for Adam Frazier. He's brought MJ Melendez off the bench all year. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Wow. Let's go to Justin, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Justin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I got to tell you, man, I think the thing that I learned the most tonight about this Royals team is how much heart and how much intensity they have, and that this is a team that is ready to compete for a playoff spot in the American League. We've seen the Royals over the last several years have several times where they give up 5 to 6, 7, this time it was 9, runs in the late innings and just roll over and play dead. This team didn't do that. They turned around. They got a lot of those runs back, and in literally any other ballpark in baseball, that's a home run that Nelly hit. It just happened to be at the K, so it fell 2 feet short of being one to tie the game. This team is very exciting. Bobby Witt Jr. is just fantastic. That outfield assist, basically, that he had, running out from shortstop, making the catch, turn around, making the gun at the plate. Unbelievable to watch, unbelievable to see live. And this team is ready to compete. We need to start putting expectations on them as fans. And I think the organization told us before the season that they were ready to have expectations, and they've played themselves into a position where they need to have those expectations. And to compete for that playoff spot, to make that push, they're going to need to add a couple of bullpen arms and hopefully get some better help in the outfield and better at bats. But Garrett Hampson came in. He's been hitting the ball well. He hit the ball well in the game. I don't really question Hughes' decisions like the last caller did. It's exciting to have competitive baseball back in Kansas City. Tough loss tonight, bad outing for the bullpen. But, man, this team is so much fun and plays with so much passion. I don't know how people can't, you know, get on board with it at this point. We're 60 games in, you know, and we're 10 games over 500.
No doubt. 11 games above 500, as a matter of fact. Thanks for the phone call, Justin. A lot of great points. And listen, you know, after Nelson hit that home run to lead things off in the ninth inning, you know, way to go, Nelly. I was happy for him. Right, 6 home runs in his last 13 games. Okay, you know, after MJ grounds out, Garrett Hampson hits a hard single to center. Then Hunter Renfroe rips one to left field. It's still not a game. You know, it's 11-4 at that point. Kyle Isbell hits into a fielder's choice. Okay. Nice job. Way to take care of your numbers. Way to give yourself a quality plate appearance. But then Michael Garcia with that single to center. And Bobby with a beautiful at-bat as he bloops one into right field. Yeah, and then Vinny comes through with a single to the opposite field. And then Freddie Fermin with the two-run single. Yeah, you know what? As I'm sitting there watching it, I had a similar attitude to many of these eighth, ninth inning rallies that we've seen from this offense. And normally my attitude is, they're professionals. Let's stop crying over, oh, they don't quit. Oh, they continue to fight. You know, I've watched really bad baseball over the past decade, and a lot of those bad baseball teams fought. Oh, a lot of those bad baseball teams didn't throw away at bats late in the game because they're professionals. This is their job. But as that inning kept going in the ninth inning, I'm with you. It's Justin, it's undeniable. When you see Michael and Bobby and Vinny doing it, when you see guys that are going to have great numbers with or without a quality plate appearance with your team down five runs, when it's more than just the bench players and the guys fighting for their life, fighting for their jobs, when it's everyone giving you the best they have, Yeah, that speaks to a high-quality ball club. It speaks to a great clubhouse and a solid leadership. By the way, that home run, or you said it would have been a home run everywhere outside of Kauffman, you're almost right. 21 of the 29 other ballparks, Nelly's blast there with two on and two outs would have been a game-tying three-run home run. And I agree with you, Justin. Yeah, they certainly are going to need to add an arm or two to this bullpen. They need swing and miss. They need a power arm that can pick up punch outs late in the game. No doubt about it. Let's go to Tim in Rockport. Tim, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey there, Vern. Just four quick things. One, this team has fight. Two, everybody that's throwing a fit about, you know, maybe the Royals, maybe they're up and down, a lot of baseball left. Well, they do have the second best run differential in the American League behind the Yankees. Third, we need to get Kenley Jansen, man. It's just a veteran arm. The Red Sox will take some of his salary. You don't have to give up a ton of prospects if you're going to take on his salary. And then fourth, you've got to get Taylor Ward. He's going to have multiple years of control for future years. And if we don't get him, the Guardians are going to get him. We've got to get Taylor Ward. Thank you, Vern.
I'm not worried about the Guardians. Thanks for the phone call. Third best run differential in the American League behind the Yankees and those aforementioned Cleveland Guardians. Honestly, I'm not worried about Cleveland. A, you haven't even faced them yet. You know, if they push you around next week, if you go 2-5 against them like you have against Minnesota, okay, maybe I start taking into account what they need and try to get it before they do. I don't think that's right. I don't think you go get Taylor Ward because you're afraid of Cleveland getting him. I think you get the best bat for your team, because that doesn't mean it's the best bat for their team, right? Maybe you need an on-base bat. Maybe you need a power bat. Honestly, I'm not even there with the offense. You know, coming into tonight, the Royals have statistically the best offense in the division. They had the highest OPS in the American League Central. Coming into tonight, you look at the offensive numbers that this Royals team had, It doesn't scream, we need help. At least not what I'm seeing. The numbers that I'm looking at, the Royals offense, sure, it's being led by the big names at the top, but that's why they're the big names. That's why Bobby Witt Jr. is an MVP candidate. Bobby, tonight is 25th multi-hit game of the season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. Bobby scored his 50th and 51st runs of the year. That's the most in Major League Baseball. He's third in the sport in hits, third in extra base hits, top 10 in RBI, the fastest dude on the planet, one of the best arms at shortstop, one of the best defenders at shortstop, and you saw that tonight in the sixth inning. As Ryan Lefevre always points out on the television and radio side, Bobby's the best defensive outfielder of all the shortstops in Major League Baseball. Bobby catches a fly ball in shallow left and throws an 88-mile-per-hour seed to the dish to get Fernando Tatis. 148 feet away from home plate, he throws a strike at 88 to get a very speedy Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, Bobby Witt Jr. is a superstar. Salvi's a future Hall of Famer. Michael Garcia and Vinny Pasquantino have all-star games waiting for him. Look at Cleveland, look at Tampa over the years. The big names at the top do a lot of the heavy lifting, and then you mix and match from 5 to 9. Now, I would love to see MJ or Velasquez or Massey return or Hunter Renfro. You would like to see someone solidify that 5 spot in the lineup. But to me, when I'm talking about improving this Royals team in 2024, I'm not really talking much about the offense. It's about the bullpen. It's an arms race. Now, Will Klein made his return tonight. You know, Daniel Lynch can help you out at some point down the stretch, whether that's in the rotation or out of the bullpen. Chris Bubich will be able to help. I think Chris Bubich could be a strikeout arm out of the bullpen late in the season. But you mentioned Kenley Jansen, and of course I would be a fan of acquiring the World Series champion closer, formerly of the Dodgers, now with the Red Sox. But there are other high-leverage relievers that should come available. Mason Miller in Oakland, Michael Kopech with the White Sox, Tanner Scott of the Marlins are the names that we've talked about the most on this show. The thing to remember is every single team that has postseason aspirations also wants those guys. Royals have the farm system to acquire a good arm. Do they have the type of farm system that's going to acquire the best arm? Probably not. But they can get a good arm. They can get a few good arms. Now, they might have to pull a few rabbits out of the hat. They might have to do what they're paid to do. Right? This front office in Kansas City might need to do what they do in Cleveland and Tampa. The franchises you're attempting to model yourself after, and that is win in the margins. Find those waiver claims. Find those diamonds in the rough in another organization that is being overlooked. Procure that talent. Bring it here, a la James MacArthur, John Schreiber, so on and so forth. I want the big name too, but what I really want is just an improvement in that bullpen. So JJ, Royals, do what you need to do. You have 2 months to do it. Improve that bullpen. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Royals lose game one to the Padres, 11-8, the final score. Let's go to Chuck in Pleasant Hill. Chuck, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I was going to say something totally different other than what I just heard you say. I mean, first of all, go Royals. We lost the game. Who cares? So what? I don't have the numbers in front of my face, but we're, what, 9 or 10 games above 500?
11. 35-24 on the season, 4 games back of Cleveland for first, 2 games up on the Twins for second.
We're good, baby. We're good. We're good. So we're good. Who cares we lost tonight? What you were just saying, though, completely changed my train of thought. Are you willing to sell the farm to get a relief pitcher? Because that's what's on the back of my mind. I don't know.
No. The answer is no. And no. You're not selling the farm for a relief pitcher.
I'm going to hang up, and I just want to listen to you talk about it because I want to hear this. Okay.
Well, that's the answer. No. Don't sell the farm for a reliever. Don't sell the farm for anything. Do you want to be consistently in the mix? Well, then you don't sell the farm for anything. You want to be a wild card team on a consistent basis? You want to be Cleveland? Do you want to be Tampa? Well, then you don't sell the farm, ever. Sorry. No, you don't go all in. I wish I had more to say, but it was a pretty simple question, and I'm delivering a rather simple answer. Let's go to Nathan in Green Valley. Nathan, you're on the postgame show. What's going on?
Hey, so first of all, I wish Nelly hit that ball out, but considering I was in the parking lot waiting to watch the fireworks, I would have been a little disappointed, but still worth it. Sure. But the main reason I was calling is I want to get your opinion on this. Like you said, we have 20 games. We're in the midst of 20-game stretch against playoff teams or near playoff teams. Do you think that it's best for the Royals to get some bullpen help early in this 20-game stretch, or should we wait it out through the 20 games afterwards and kind of reevaluate whether we need more help?
You strike when the iron is hot. You strike as soon as you can. If this front office finds that reliever that they believe is going to help them improve, go get it. Yeah, ASAP, honestly. Now, don't appreciate the phone call. You know, don't overspend. Again, you don't need to, you don't need to be overly aggressive. Honestly, I don't know what you guys are looking for. We have 2 months until the trade deadline. Act accordingly. What, 50 games before the trade deadline? You currently own the second wild card spot in the American League? You got a 2-game cushion over the Twins for the second wild card spot. You have a 3.5-game cushion on the Red Sox for a playoff spot, period. Now, here's the best way I think I can summarize my feelings on this. In the American League, in my opinion, the Yankees, the Orioles, and Texas, you could throw Houston in there as well. Those four franchises, it's World Series or bust. Either you win the World Series or your fan base is going to be pretty disappointed. The Royals aren't on that tier. I don't think the Royals will ever be on that tier where if they don't win the World Series, we're ticked off. We're ticked off and we want answers. Who are we blaming? How didn't we win the World Series? You know, that's what it was in 2015, especially after you acquired Ben Zobrist. It was World Series or bust. But that next tier, the wild card tier, that's where the Royals are. They didn't start the season there. But in my opinion, as we've made it now to the end of May, the Royals are on that next tier. And honestly, I believe that tier was the goal for John Sherman. You'll remember Sherman at the press conference after they dismissed Dayton Moore. He said, Dayton always talks about building a championship team. Well, I want to see what a wild card team looks like. Basically, I want what Tampa has. I want what Cleveland has. A small market with a below league average payroll that wins consistently. Tampa has only been to one World Series, didn't win it. Cleveland's only been to one World Series, didn't win it. But they're always in the mix. They're always giving their fans exciting baseball in August, exciting baseball in September. That's where this Royals team is now. And being on that tier, I believe, leads to this. The fan base now should feel disappointed if you don't make the playoffs, but irate if you fall out of the race. Understand what I'm saying? Those top tier teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Braves, they're disappointed they're irate if they don't win the whole thing. But where you are, Royals fans, where I believe Mariners fans are, Rays fans, Guardians fans, Twins fans, if you don't make the playoffs, we're going to be disappointed. But if you fall out of the race, we are irate. There's going to need to be answers if this team is not in the thick of it in September. That's where I'm at with this team. So, following this 11-8 loss, still sitting 11 games above 500, when I'm watching this team, I don't think 59 games into the season that I'm worried about them falling off that tier. Now, if you disagree, well then, yeah, you probably want them to be a little bit more aggressive a little bit earlier. Aggressive when it comes to acquiring talent. You want that to happen sooner because you think they're slipping off that wild card tier. I don't get that sense. I don't think the lack of offense from the outfield, like so many of you bring up, I don't think that lack of offense is pushing them off the tier. In fact, if anything has them slipping, it's going to be that bullpen. A bullpen right now that has the seventh highest ERA in Major League Baseball. So I'm with you. They need to acquire an arm or two. But do I see them falling off that tier? No, not yet. So I'm not asking for them to make the move soon. If you are, that's fair. But I don't see a desperate team. I don't see a facet of this ball club right now that is killing them to where either you fix that or this record's going to be flipped. I ain't worried. So I'm not panicked. I'm not panicked about the bullpen, about the offense, so I'm not panicked about go out and do something and fix this team. I don't think there's a fix needed, at least not in a desperate manner. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Brandon in Pittsburgh. Brandon, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hello, Warren.
Hey, hey.
I didn't call talk about tonight's game. It's Major League Baseball. I mean, it happens all the time. But what I'm calling talk about is, you remember the 2014 season, the first time we had the playoffs in 30 years?
Yeah.
How we did that? Playing small ball. It was bunts. It was stealing bases. It was keeping the line moving. That was the big deal, keeping the line moving. My first point is tonight is that in the sixth inning, we scored a couple of runs there, had some momentum going, had runs on the corners with two outs. MJ Reynolds came up. What do you do? Popped up to the pitcher. So another 0-for-4 night for 0-for-3 night for MJ Melendez. So that being said, I just want to tell you that. He had a good game in Minnesota, finally, but yeah, he didn't back it up. Then my next point is, it's obvious we need some bullpen arms. And you're the baseball man. I don't know the numbers or the money, but how can we acquire them? I don't know our trade value is. How are we going to acquire trade value or to get bullpen arms to, which our goal is to make the playoffs? That's
you're going to trade other players to acquire those arms, or you're going to give them money. Appreciate the phone call, Brandon. Let's go to Dylan in Spring Hill. Dylan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. What do you got for us, Dylan? Dylan, clean it up, buddy. Let's go to Eric in Overland Park. Eric, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. As the Royals lose Game 1 to the Padres, 11-8.
First of all, I'm thinking, MJ Melendez, what does he do? I mean, I mean today, we're getting to Nelson Velasquez in the ninth inning. He hits one out, and then what? MJ Melendez grounds out to the pitcher again. What can we get for MJ Melendez?
What kind of question is that? What do you think?
Nothing.
Well, great question then. You waited on hold for that, Eric, to ask me what the team could get for MJ Melendez, knowing full well the answer is nothing? I appreciate you sticking it out. Let's see what else Overland Park has to offer. Zach, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Zach, all of OP's riding on this phone call.
Vern, I appreciate you taking the call, my man. I know you've spent enough time covering baseball and know the statistics, and this is not just a 2024 issue that I have noticed, but it's more so of a last decade. One thing that just drives me nuts to watch, and I'm sure it drives a manager nuts, is how many times the Royals have got a leadoff double, a man in scoring position with no outs, and have failed to score or get him to the next base. I watched it back-to-back innings with Hunter Renfroe and Salvador Perez tonight at the game. The second point that I have is how much longer are they going to continue to run Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez out there, both batting sub-200? It's honestly getting frustrating, basically a guaranteed out. I know that Melendez had a game against Minnesota yesterday where he hit a home run, right? And I know Renfroe had a couple base hits, but it's not a consistent level enough to provide a contribution to the team. So, Vern, I'd like to see what you have to say about those two questions for me, my man. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, the Royals, in the month of May, which just concluded, led Major League Baseball with a .266 batting average. They were second in Major League Baseball in runs per game. Second in Major League Baseball in OPS. In the month of May, the Royals offense had the third best slugging percentage in all of Major League Baseball. They're one of the five best teams in the sport when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. What are we talking about? Listen. Man, I was expecting angry phone calls, but I didn't think it was going to be because of the offense. An offense that just scored eight runs and has scored eight runs in five straight games here at home. That's the franchise record. They've scored at least five runs in nine straight home games. Statistically, they have the best offense in the division. Man, I was expecting a crazy post-game show, but I thought it was going to be because we're just lambasting the bullpen. Nobody's bringing up the bullpen. What are we doing here? I mean, were these phone calls recorded before the game? Man, we're not even talking about this game. We're not even talking about things that matter. You're right. You're right. The Royals don't have the best offense in baseball. I'm with you. All nine guys aren't going right now. But holy crap, the offense isn't the problem. Honestly, there aren't problems right now, but if there is one, it's the bullpen, but you don't want to talk about it, so I'm not trying to complain if you don't want to complain. You score five runs in the ninth inning. Hunter Renfroe has a pair of hits. MJ's coming off his best day in a month. 11-8, the final score. I got to take a quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Bobby, lined into right field. That's a hit. Around third to score is Kyle Isbell. So now it's 11-6.
It's not a game. Denny, it's not. It's 11-6. This isn't a game. Yeah, great job, Bobby. It's not a game. And then Vinny singled. And then the bases were loaded for Freddie Fermin, and the Royals were down by five, but it's still not a game. Oh, my God. Freddie just hit a two-run single, rocked it into center field, and now it's a three-run game. Two on, the tying runs at the dish. First pitch. Nelson Velasquez tattoos this bad boy. 104 miles per hour off of the bat. just shy of leaving the yard, and the Royals fall just short in game one. 11-8, the final score, and if you missed it, boy, would it take a very long time for me to recap this one. I'll go through that eighth inning, that nine-run eighth inning that the Padres put on the Royals bullpen coming up in just a moment, but I want to go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. The Royals, by the way, after scoring eight runs on 13 hits, saw their OPS rise to 724. It's the seventh best mark in Major League Baseball. Best in the division, third best in the American League, behind only the Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. And the Houston Astros, excuse me. Fourth best OPS in the American League. Let's go to Sage in Lansing. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
My man, thank you for the phone call.
Yes, sir.
Our starting pitching obviously is not an issue.
Right.
It's when it comes to the bullpen. We got a tie ball game, or we're up one. I can't remember exactly. I'm driving home from the game. I was at the game tonight.
Up
it was
3-2.
A hell of a game. Sorry, go ahead.
You're good. It was a 3-2 Royals lead.
Right. And then we bring in, well, who was it, Schwarber? Who was right before Schwarber? Zerpa. And then they
Zerpa
had
before
run,
Schwarber.
Nine-run, eighth inning.
Yeah, you got it right, Sage. Yep.
Is going crazy right now, and not in a good way. When you have Lofton come in, and he has the cleanest inning out of all of our relieving pitchers, what does that go to say? And everybody wants to talk about the offense. We were down, how many runs was it? Too many. And we're in the bottom of the
How many beers do you have at the game, Sage?
I had
do you have any
couple.
Beers? He had a couple of beers.
I did.
Okay, good. 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 You
beers.
Should.
I did have a couple
good.
Of beers.
Yeah, I love beers, too. I'm
rightfully
with you,
so.
Heck yeah.
I feel like you, I mean, why would you not go to the game and have a few beers? But
I'll take a few space campers. Thank you.
At the bottom of the ninth, we put up five runs in one inning. We made it a ball game.
Remember that?
Velasquez. First pitch. Could have tied it. It didn't happen. But back
Who
to
Who
needs
I was Danny
saying,
Matthews? You got this guy. Yeah. Sage, yeah. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the play-by-play, buddy. I appreciate it. 913-586-7610. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, Nick Lofton pitched in this game. And as Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star pointed out, he was in line to pick up the win. If Nelly hits that three-run home run, they tack on one more. Nick Lofton picks up the dub on the hill. 913-586-7610. We could go through that eighth inning. And if you go through it, it becomes even more painful because you see that, man, some tough luck against John Schreiber. Man, that's Cronenworth, two-run single off of James MacArthur. Okay, that was a slider over the plate. But then when Manny Machado takes a curveball off the dirt and lifts it to left field to drive in the third run of that nine-run eighth inning, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, just, okay, it's not in the cards tonight. Right, Schreiber was hitting, you know, Luis Arraez had no business taking that pitch, a sweeper down and in, he hits it to the opposite field. Fernando Tatis, it's a, you know, a fastball running in on the hands, he somehow fights it off to the opposite field. You know, and then you see Jurickson Profar lay down what was supposed to be a sacrifice bunt. It was Salvi's ball, John Schreiber takes it from Salvi, and everybody's safe. Bases loaded, nobody out in that eighth inning. Even though John Schreiber wasn't hit hard, was executing his pitches, Luis Arraez is a great hit.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Bobby, lined into right field. That's a hit. Around third to score is Kyle Isbell. So, now it's 11-6.
It's not a game. Denny, it's not. It's 11-6. This isn't a game. Yeah, great job, Bobby. It's not a game. And then Vinny singled. And then the bases were loaded for Freddie Fermin, and the Royals were down by 5, but it's still not a game. Oh, my God. Freddie just hit a 2-run single, rocked it into center field, and now it's a 3-run game. 2 on, the tying runs at the dish. First pitch. Nelson Velasquez tattoos this bad boy. 104 miles per hour off of the bat. Just shy of leaving the yard. And the Royals fall just short in game one. 11-8, the final score. And if you missed it, boy, would it take a very long time for me to recap this one. I'll go through that eighth inning, that 9-run eighth inning that the Padres put on the Royals bullpen coming up in just a moment, but I want to go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. The Royals, by the way, after scoring 8 runs on 13 hits, saw their OPS rise to 724. It's the 7th best mark in Major League Baseball. Best in the division, 3rd best in the American League, behind only the Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. And the Houston Astros, 4th best OPS in the American League. Let's go to Sage in Lansing. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
My man, thank you for the phone call.
Yes, sir.
Our starting pitching obviously is not an issue.
Right.
It's when it comes to the bullpen. We got a tie ball game, or we're up 1. I can't remember exactly. I'm driving home from the game. I was at the game tonight.
Up
3-2. Game. Sorry, go ahead.
You're good. It was a 3-2 Royals lead.
Right. And then we bring in, well, who was it, Schwarber? Who was right before Schwarber? Zerpa. And then they
Zerpa
had
before
run,
Schwarber.
Nine run, eighth inning.
Yeah, you got it right, Sage. Yep.
Is
yep.
going crazy right now, and not in a good way. When you have Lofton come in, and he has the cleanest inning out of all of our relieving pitchers, what does that go to say? And everybody wants to talk about the offense. We were down, how many runs was it? Too many. And we're in the bottom of the
How many
ninth.
Beers do you have we at got, the game, Sage?
I had a,
do you
I had
have
a
any
couple.
Beers? You had a couple of beers.
I did.
Okay, good. Good,
I had a
good.
Couple
you
beers.
Should.
I did have a
good
couple of beers.
Yeah, I love beers, too. I'm
Rightfully
with you.
So.
Heck yeah.
I feel like you, I mean, why would you not go to the game and have a few beers? But
I'll take a few space campers. Thank you.
At the bottom of the ninth, we put up five runs in one inning. We made it a ball game.
Remember that?
Velasquez. First pitch. Could have tied it. It didn't happen. But back
Who
to
needs
what I was
Danny
saying.
Matthews? You got this guy, yeah. Sage, yeah. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the play-by-play, buddy. I appreciate it. 913-586-7610. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, Nick Lofton pitched in this game. And as Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star pointed out, he was in line to pick up the win. If Nelly hits that three-run home run, they tack on one more. Nick Lofton picks up the dub on the hill. 913-586-7610. We could go through that eighth inning. And if you go through it, it becomes even more painful because you see that, man, some tough luck against John Schreiber. Man, that's Cronenworth, two-run single off of James MacArthur. Okay, that was a slider over the plate. But then when Manny Machado takes a curveball off the dirt and lifts it to left field to drive in the third run of that nine-run eighth inning, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, just, okay, it's not in the cards tonight. Right, Schreiber was hitting, you know, Luis Arraez had no business taking that pitch, a sweeper down and in, he hits it to the opposite field. Fernando Tatis, it's a, you know, a fastball running in on the hands, he somehow fights it off to the opposite field. You know, and then you see Jurickson Profar lay down what was supposed to be a sacrifice bunt. It was Salvi's ball, John Schreiber takes it from Salvi, and everybody's safe. Bases loaded, nobody out in that eighth inning. Even though John Schreiber wasn't hit hard, was executing his pitches. Luis Arraez is a great hitter. Fernando Tatis is a great baseball player. Salvi would have made that play on the Profar bunt. I mentioned MacArthur's curveball in the dirt that Machado hit to left field. No credit to the Padres offense for jumpstarting that eighth inning. You know, then MacArthur was in the middle of the plate. Cronenworth's two-run single. Donnie Barrels, RBI knock. I'm not going to say that James MacArthur was good. I'm not even going to try and tell you that John Schreiber was good, even though he was. But what that inning showed you is the importance of punch-outs. The necessity for strikeouts out of the bullpen. Because late in games, unless you have Davis, Herrera, and Holland, which nobody's had since and likely nobody will ever have again, but late in the game, you're going to get the best at-bats that those hitters have. You're going to get a different level of focus. And when you're in a stretch of 20 straight games against playoff teams, you're going to face some pretty good bats. Like Arraez and Tatis and Machado. Like Jose Ramirez and Julio Rodriguez. Like Mookie and Shohei. Like Judge and Soto. You're going to see them all in this 20-game stretch, which has started with the boys losing four of the first five, dropping three of four in Minneapolis and falling tonight 11-8 to the Padres. So even though Schreiber was executing his pitches, MacArthur, at points, was executing his pitches, those guys in the other dugouts drive expensive cars too. Yeah. The guy in the other dugout at the, you know, their cleanup hitter, their three hitter, their one hitter is an all-star too. Sometimes they're going to beat you, even when you do exactly what you wanted to do, like Schreiber, like MacArthur did tonight. So that's why you have to have someone that can just, here it is. I dare you to hit it. Someone with that, you know, strikeout per nine, north of nine. Gotta have it. Gotta have it in today's game. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. It's also the text line number, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Now, Kathy, Royals fan, Padres fan, how do you handle a series like this?
Well, I'm exhausted right now, Vern, because I root for whoever's up to bat. So it just makes for an exhausting game to watch because you're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And all these people need to stop bitching at the hitters because it's just like they're doing their job. Like you were saying, you were cracking me up earlier, Vern. I was dying laughing with after all those phone calls. But
I got a little too worked up. I didn't mean to get so worked up.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to. I mean, I they made it. It was a great game to watch. You know, I'm glad the Padres won. Would I've been happy if the Royals won? Heck yeah! I love both teams. And I don't know what kind of hitter or pitchers are going to be available because I think just today alone, three more pitchers in the majors went down. I think Baltimore just lost two. Zach Gallen's out. So pitchers are going to be a really rare commodity, I think, come the trade deadline. But it's not time to talk about the trade deadline, people. That's what, August? We need to concentrate on now. We've got
July 30th.
The Royals have who they have. And I think they're doing great. The Royals do great at home. And unfortunately, the Padres do get great when they're away. They can't win a game, especially a night game at home. And if it's against a lefty, forget it. They have not done well against that.
And you're right. I appreciate the phone call. Tonight, the first time the Royals lost at home in nearly a month. Seven-game winning streak at home. They had an eight-game winning streak when they're wearing those City Connect uniforms, but it all comes to an end tonight. And the Royals just played in front of the biggest crowd they've seen since opening day, the first time this city has turned out 30,000 since the opener. Royals now 0-3 at Kauffman Stadium when more than 26,000 show up. Another similarity to that 2014 team. I don't know how many of you remember that conversation. But yeah, during the summer of, I believe it was 2014, I don't think that was 2013. I think it was 2014 when you know, there was a little talk, I guess, of, I don't know if these guys can play in front of big crowds. It was silly, but it was a narrative that became a life form for a few months back in 2014. Something to keep your eye on if you're looking for storylines with this team. Royals 913-586-7610. The Royals fall to the Padres 11-8. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. We'll get to the text line in just a moment. Can only imagine the cesspool that place is right now. Let's go to Chase, who's in Mission. Chase, you're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Josh? I just want to say I love the show, first off. I'm always listening to you while I'm at work. Got to go to the game with my grandpa tonight, which was a lot of fun. His name is Larry. He actually talks a lot about you. He used to work in Craft and Draft last year.
Sure.
And he says that he's met you a couple times, give you a couple pieces. But anyways, my question to you is, you think it's still a little too early to get excited for this team or what?
No.
And my second question is, what's up?
No, I don't think it's too early. No, they have the things, in my opinion, that sustain over the course of 162. Pitching, defense, and team speed. No, there's no reason why this team shouldn't be in the race in September. Get plenty excited, Chase.
True. All right, true, yeah. And my second question was, do you think next year we're going to be even better, or do you think we're going to take a step back?
Oh, wow, that's a tough question. Yeah, that's a real tough question because the reason why the Royals are 35-24 is a rotation that has the fourth lowest ERA in the sport, It's because of a defense that ranks top five in defensive runs saved, a base running unit that ranks top five as far as base running runs above average. Next year, can they do that? Well, you might not have Michael Wacha next year. He can opt out if he so chooses. But you will have Chris Bubich, hopefully. So you know what? Yeah, maybe the rotation can be as good next year. Maybe Seth Lugo's as good at 35 as he is at 34. Is Salvi leading the American League in batting average next year? Is he the consistent force that he's been this year? And when I say force, I mean force. Salvi's reached base safely in a career best 23 straight games. His previous career best was 22. That was set like a month ago. Salvi's been on base safely in 52 of his 57 games this year. Can I bank on that again next year? Well, who knows? I'm never going to count Salvi out. But again, the guy's hitting .321. Best mark in the American League. Who's second best, you ask? Bobby Witt. Bobby has the second best batting average in the American League, sitting at .315. Now, Bobby, yeah, I expect Bobby to do this for a decade. Seems crazy to say, but I do. Bobby right now, 9th in Major League Baseball in OPS. Salvi, 10th in Major League Baseball in OPS. You know, Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, and Michael, I expect them to come close to what they've done thus far again next year. I wouldn't say that I expect him to be better next year. I certainly wouldn't say I expect him to be any worse. But this rotation's just been way too good for me to expect that to be duplicated. So I won't say worse. I can't say, I don't know. Second most innings in Major League Baseball from this rotation. Now, Cole Reagans could be better. Brady Singer could be better. No. I'm not going to say better. This is the third best start in franchise history, I believe, this record of 35 and 24. To act as if they're going to improve on that next year, I can't go there. So I guess I'm going to say worse. That's such a negative answer, but it's born from respect for this team and what they've done over the first 59. It's not a knock on the talent next year. It's reverence for what this squad has done. Let's go to Bryce in Smithville. Bryce, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Vern? How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've been listening since the start of the show tonight. I went out and watched the fireworks. I didn't go to the game, but I just hung out.
Thanks for grinding through with us, man.
Oh, no doubt. I listened on the radio, but other than that, yeah, I heard a lot of people talking about the hitting and everything like that, and tonight, it was still a hell of a game, regardless. I don't think anything's wrong with the offense, like you said. I don't think there needs to be any moves or any ups and downs, you know, or trades or anything as far as what I've heard with, like, Melendez and, you know, why are we bringing him in, or Garrett Hampson, things like that. I think it's just really what it was, is that, you know, the Padres had that inning where it didn't matter what, you know, MacArthur or Schreiber were throwing. I was like, I mean, they're damn near hitting everything that was coming out of, you know, going into the dirt almost, yeah, out of the strike zone. You know, some teams just have those games, which, you know, you can't really plan for. But I think it's just a matter of fact that, like, I really like Schreiber. You know, I like the fact that MacArthur has his nights where, you know, he's had a bad one. He gives up, you know, a game winner and then comes back the next night and, you know, he shuts them out or whatever. But I just think it's one of those things where if we can get the bullpen to become more consistent, I don't think we're going to have any issues as far as runs or any hitting coming in late in the game, whether it's late, middle, or the beginning. I just think we just need to have that consistency of that backup when, you know, we do go into the game and we score some runs and everything. We just need that security at the end. Other than that, sure. I mean, I don't I don't have any issues with what's going on. I love watching the team. I love where we're at right now, and we can only get better from here if we, you know, continue to grind it out each day. So that's
well,
all.
That's the
and, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Bryce. Nice hearing from you. Well, listen, I have no issue with talking about the trade deadline. I know Kathy said it's too far away. You don't seem all that interested. Okay, but I've said on this show enough, once the calendar flips to June, the focus of these conversations on this show will start to change. We will talk more about the trade deadline. And I'm not against bringing in a bat. You know, you can always improve your team. I just don't view the offense or the need for more slug or the need for more on base from outside the organization. I don't view it as a top priority. Now, the bullpen, you talk about a search for consistency. Yeah, that's baseball. Everyone's searching for consistency. And when you find consistency is normally when you find a lot of money in all-star games and long-term contracts and fans and commercials and notoriety. It's hard to be consistent in Major League Baseball. Think about this Royals team. Who would you say is consistent? Consistently good. Anywhere. Who's consistently good on this team? Well, the starters, all five starters, which, you know, end the show right now. All five starters are consistently good, then you're good. Move on. But all five starters, okay, I'm with you. Bobby, Salvi, Mikel, and you got to give Mikel some love. Garcia has 52 base hits since Cody Tapp first debuted that Mikel song. There's only one guy in the sport that has more hits than Mikel since then. And it's that freak Luis Arraez, the modern day Tony Gwynn. Okay, Mikel's been consistent. Who else? Who else is consistently good? Angel Zerpa? Do you want Freddie Fermin? No, that's my point. It's hard to be consistent. Everyone's searching for consistency. It's not easy to find, especially in the bullpen. Edwin Diaz of the Mets was as consistent as anyone a few years ago, and now he's on the IL. Okay, you know. That's how bad he was going, where it's, man, you got to be hurt somewhere. What hurts right now? Your foot hurts? You're on the IL with a foot injury. It's hard to find consistency out of the bullpen. It's hard to find consistency anywhere in the sport. Zerpa, by the way, lowered his ERA tonight with his scoreless inning in a third. Lowered his ERA to 1.54. Zerpa's put up a zero in 22 of his 25 appearances this season. Not too shabby for the 24-year-old lefty. But I think they're going to have to go outside the organization to find that consistency. And even if you do find that player that's been consistent, there's no guarantee he's going to be consistent here. You guys remember 2017? Remember when that team lost, right? They traded away Wade Davis. They gave the job to Kelvin Herrera and had Joaquin Soria, but no one was really taking charge of that ninth inning. So they made a move and brought in Ryan Buchter and Brandon Maurer. And those guys stunk, especially Brandon. They had a rough, rough time in Kansas City. Now, consistency 1 year out of the bullpen does not lead to consistency the following year. It's an impossible job. Being a reliever and trying to find good relievers, trying to piecemeal together a bullpen. It's tough to do, and the Royals will likely need to look externally to improve theirs. Is it going to be a big name? Is it going to be the Kenley Jansen or Mason Miller? Probably not. You hope they can find another James MacArthur, another John Schreiber. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what this team, this organization, this type of franchise, and this market, that's how you win consistently, is by finding those diamonds in the rough. That's how Tampa's done it. That's how Cleveland's done it. Shoot, that's how the Royals have done it this year. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
First of all, I want to say thanks for taking my phone call. And I have an interesting player here that I think we can maybe get. Here, I want to hear your thoughts on this one. All right.
Let's hear it. Go.
All right. How about Trevor Bauer?
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I've addressed that quite often on this show. Appreciate the phone call. The Trevor Bauer issue isn't a Royals issue. It's a Major League Baseball issue. There are teams that need a guy like Trevor Bauer, and they ain't touching him. Royals don't need Trevor Bauer. Teams that are desperate for someone like him, teams that have a clubhouse where he could mesh in a little easier than he would here in Kansas City, those teams aren't even interested in him. So I don't even think it's worthy of a conversation right now in Kansas City. It's not a Royals issue. It's a Major League Baseball issue. 913-586-7610. I mean, you guys are football fans, right? You follow the NFL. I mean, the goofballs, idiots, and felons that get jobs in the NFL, in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, time in and time out because of their talent. We see it all the time. We're like, that guy's a terrible person. Why do you want him in your clubhouse? Well, he's good. All right, well, if he's going to help us win, sure, yeah, hit people if you want. You know, drive as fast as you want. What do I care? Yeah, run from the scene. You know, I mean, we'll in America, in professional, it's not an American, in professional sports, we'll sacrifice quite a few of our morals if we're there in the end and we can celebrate our team hoisting that hunk of metal, as Rob Manfred would call it. But you're telling me that 30 adrenaline competition addict general managers, not one of them, is willing to even float out a rumor that they're interested. Right? You haven't even heard MLB Network, MLB Trade Rumors, any of the great national writers led by our guy Jeff Passan here locally. You haven't heard one of them go, sources tell me that this team could be interested and possibly. You're not even hearing those kind of feelers. Tells you all you need to know. It's not even worth broaching the topic right now, in my opinion. No. It starts with one of those, a feeler type reports. Shoot, you guys remember what happened here back in 2019? That feeler report of, hey, the Royals might draft that kid out of Oregon State. Remember that story? Nothing like that with Bauer. So, no. Let's go to Travis. Travis was one of the more than 30,000 in the building tonight. Trav, what'd you think of that game, buddy?
Well, I was ready to walk out when it was going into the ninth inning, but I'm glad I stuck around to see the end. It was exciting.
Sure was.
I've got three of my kids with me and another kid in the car, and we've had some terrible baseball the last few years, so tough losses like this are, when you think about it in the big picture, worth it. And hopefully, J.J. Piccolo, who's really done a great job flipping the rotation over the offseason, can make a couple moves and flip the bullpen in the next couple months. Because that's what we're going to need if we want to make the playoffs.
I'm with you, Travis.
I don't know how we'll do it or who we bring in, but you know, we were lucky in 14 and 15 that we had a bullpen that was lights out. And most people who watch a lot of baseball see a lot of teams who get there and then have a bullpen blow it, seems like every other night, and that's what's going to happen if we don't do something.
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a lot of good points there, Travis. I appreciate the phone call. Way to hold it down for the family and bring the kids all to the game. Great job, man. I appreciate the phone call. A few things. First of all, you mentioned that great bullpen that we were all witness to in 2014 and 2015. Yeah, there will probably never be a bullpen like that again, that 2014 group. A case can be made. It's the greatest trio of relievers the sport has ever seen. I don't believe that's hyperbole. That's not me being a homer. I have numbers that back it up. HDH in 2014 was the greatest trio ever in baseball history out of a bullpen. And you say, man, it was, you know, it was over. It was over when you would see HDH. No doubt about it. But your point of, you know, if we get to the playoffs and we don't have those guys at the back end, we're going to get tagged. I'll give you Cleveland. Cleveland's bullpen, probably the best in the American League. Maybe the best in all of baseball. Yankees' bullpen's going to get better as they get healthy. So I'll say they have a better bullpen than the Royals. But I think everybody else in the American League, Texas, Minnesota, I don't know. That Twins bullpen was pretty gnarly. Okay, maybe I'll give the Twins an edge, sure. But I like the Royals rotation more than the Twins. I like the Royals rotation more than the Guardians. I like the Royals rotation, yeah, just as much as the Yankees. Now they get Garrett Cole back. Maybe I'll change that. But my point is, you're not going to run into an HDH. It doesn't exist. So I'm not saying that the Royals bullpen is a strength. But the Royals' strength of rotation, defense, team speed, I'll stack that up against Cleveland's strength of bullpen, defense, and a quality offense. My point is I don't think the Royals' bullpen's going to be exposed all that much more than a few other of the squads right now that are vying for a American League playoff spot. And to your point of, hey, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they need to do it. They need to bring in better arms for this bullpen. I'm with you. You know, I'm not going to act as if it's an easy job that JJ, this front office, and this scouting department have. But those are the breaks, right? We praise Tampa for what they do. We praise Cleveland for what they do because we understand the difficulty of what they've done. And you look at what JJ's done in almost 2 years now at the helm, pretty impressive. He's hitting at the type of clip that you gotta hit at if you're gonna succeed at a consistent basis in this market. He's hitting at the clip that we see Cleveland hit at, that we see Tampa hit at. Dating back to the Andrew Benintendi, Carlos Santana trades with the Yankees and Mariners, respectively. All the way up until this spring training in the trade to acquire John Schreiber. I don't have them all in front of me, but I'd venture to say that JJ in this front office right now are hitting at a 65-70% clip, which is remarkable. It's remarkable, and yet it's the, it just sounds so strange to say this. It's remarkable, but at the same time, it's the bare minimum. To do what they're trying to do here in Kansas City, it's the bare minimum. You got to hit like that. You got to find those waiver claims. You got to win those trades. And you got to be right when you sign the 3-year, $45 million contract. That's Seth Lugo's deal, and yeah, he was right on that one. Royals lose 11-8. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Mark in Overland Park, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was out of the ballpark tonight, and I wanted to say something about the bottom of the ninth. Whenever the Royals are behind like that, I think of a game I went to a number of years ago with one of my sons. We were down 7-1 in the bottom of the ninth when he came back and won. So I always think, oh, well, I made kind of make a joke about it. All we need to do is score seven more runs.
Right.
But we almost did it tonight. And it was fun to watch. But also, more than that, in that inning, this woman came down to the row where I was sitting, and she had a Royals shirt on, but she points out to the mound, the guy, I forget the name of the San Diego pitcher, but she says, that's my nephew. And this is his first year in the majors, and so all the people around us were kind of at the same time rooting for the Royals and wanting to watch this kid pitch. And he didn't have much of an outing tonight. But it was fun, and the Royals are just fun to watch. This whole year, it's just been great to be a Royals fan, and it was great to be out there tonight. Beautiful night. The rain stayed away. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, I appreciate the phone call. You're a better man than me, because if the mother or the sister of one of the opponents starts sidling up next to me, I'm going to get pretty frustrated because, yes, I have a heart, I'm a human, and I'm not going to cheer against the son or the brother of someone standing next to me, but it would ruin my night. I want to call him a bum. Stephen Kolek, you're a bum. That's what I want to say, but if his mom's standing right next to me, I can't do that. So it kind of robs some of the fun, right? Didn't show up to Kauffman Stadium to cheer on some 27-year-old journeyman reliever. I showed up to the K to boo him and cheer my guys. Yeah, forgettable night for Kolek, that's for sure. 5 runs, 2 outs recorded, woof. My game notes following this Royals loss are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Rob and Shawnee. You're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Vern. Appreciate you taking the call, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I want to get a couple of statistics from you. I hope you do have the numbers. The first one is what is the combined ERA of our starting pitching?
3.04.
Okay. And what is the combined ERA of our bullpen?
Seventh,
if you have
highest
that.
In baseball. I can get it for you in a second, but I know it's seventh highest in baseball.
Okay. I've been listening to the show probably for the last hour, and I have heard you talk a lot about consistency. And
4.42.
That's exactly what it takes to 4.42. Okay, appreciate that.
Yep.
I heard you talk a lot about consistency, and that's what turns into wins. And I know we want to talk about the bullpen. And, Vern, I am just struggling as a fan and a baseball purist to figure out what their identity is. Because to me, Vern, it seems like they're just a bunch of stray cats at the end of the day. We get great starting pitching through 6 innings, and then we have to sit up in our chairs and say, oh boy, what are we going to get the rest of the game? Hope that offense put up enough runs, which they have, to basically win them enough games through this 59-game mark. So I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I would say the hallmark of this team I think that's what you're going after. I think it's pitching, defense, and team. Starting pitching, defense, and team speed. Yeah, you're right. Starters out of the game, yeah, you are hoping that your offense scored enough and that the bullpen can hold it down. But in 2014, thanks for the phone call, in 2014, you were hoping that you could hand the lead off to the bullpen. You were hoping that your offense could scratch across a couple of runs so you could hand it off to the bullpen. So to me, you know, I think it's a really good problem to have, to be quite honest with you. Because the alternative to this scenario that you're presenting to us, this scenario of a solid 6 from our starter, and then we're just crossing our fingers, hoping for the best for the offense and the bullpen. The alternative is a perfect team, right? The alternative is you still get those 6 innings, you still have that great defense, you still run the bases very well, but now we know the offense is going to put up a bunch of runs, and we know the bullpen's going to shut the door. I mean, that's sports. I don't think there's a perfect team. Maybe Philly, Maybe the Yankees, right? Okay, so you're not the second best team right now on June 1st. You know, Yankees aren't getting an award. Phillies don't fly a banner for being the best team or what we believe is the perfect team on the 1st of June. Listen, put it this way. If I could ask to have, of the five facets of baseball, offense, defense, starting pitching, relief pitching, base running, if I could have my team top five in any three of those five facets, I would choose starting pitching, defense, and base running. Now, maybe I'd take bullpen over base running, to be quite honest with you. But if you're telling me at the end of the sixth inning every night, we got a ball game, man, I'm not asking for much more than that. And we're 59 games into the season. It's my opinion that the starting pitcher has given you a chance to win 56 of those 59 games. Right? The Royals have been in all but, what, four games this year? I mean, even in a couple of those four, they mounted a comeback. They made it close late, even though it was a laugher early. Now, we haven't really, unless I'm forgetting something, it feels to me as if the boys are in just about every game. And that's because that starting pitching gives you that solid six innings. I mean, it's big league baseball. It's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be comfortable. You're supposed to cross your fingers at some point. And the fact that you've come out on top in 35 of the first 59, man, that's reason for celebration. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great game. Yeah, Tom Velasquez had that. He really was on top of it and surprised the ballpark killed. I like this team, Josh. I don't care. I know people are kind of frustrated, but hey, we're still in the playoffs. You know, I still think we can win this division, you know, the AL Central. And I still think that we don't need to make no trades. What do you think, Josh? I think we are fine. What do you think? Take care of yourself.
Well, yeah, as of today, Dan, yeah, of course they're fine today. But the trade deadline is 2 months away, and I would expect there to be a need. Because as we've just laid out, they're not a perfect team. And you're going to attempt to get better. You're going to strive for perfect. You know, the old, what is it, a Vince Lombardi quote? Maybe it's a John Wooden quote. I swear it's Lombardi. But you strive for perfection and you'll stumble upon excellence. Sure, I'm paraphrasing somewhat, but you get the point. Let's go to Double J in Kansas City. Double J, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals lose 11-8. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. Tonight was just baseball. As they say, baseball's a crazy game and pretty crazy tonight. Almost Nelly with almost the home run to tie the game up. Stinks he didn't get it, but all you can do is just bounce back and hopefully come out tomorrow and get the win tomorrow with Marsh on the mound and decide to see him pitch tomorrow and go always go Royals and I believe this bullpen will figure it out. I trust Shriver, and I like the general MacArthur, and I like Zilpa too, and Will Smith, he's kind of figuring it out a little bit. And,
all right, Double J, you're starting to just to name guys. I don't know if you're getting the people going the same way you think you are. Because I'm with you. How can you not be a fan of John Shriver? Who doesn't love the general? Yeah, Angel Zerpa, he's got him. He's got a big pair. I like those three. I'm with you. But those three pitched tonight. Right? Yeah, Zerpa, 17 pitches. Schreiber went 7 pitches. MacArthur, 18. Who do you like tomorrow? Big spot, bases juiced, one out. Who do you call on to get that big punch out? Again, Double J, I'm not saying that the bullpen is trash. I've never said that. But I need more than three. And I want someone, we all want someone, to truly hold down those final three outs. To be that final boss in the bullpen. Now, there aren't many of them. I don't even think there are 30 closers in Major League Baseball. But they change year in and year out. You know, you're good one year, you stink the next year. But they can improve the bullpen, Double J. You got to acknowledge that. You know, you mentioned Will Schreiber, or what'd that guy call him earlier? Scherber, MacArthur, and Zerpa. Okay, so you like four of the eight. Wouldn't you like to see those other four spots improve? Or two of those final four spots improve? Hey, I'm just glad we're talking about the bullpen. That's what this show should have been about. A rough start to this one. Strong finish. Rough start. A perfect night for that. A great start from Michael Wacha. A bumpy night from the bullpen, but a great finish from the boys. 11-8, the final score. JT Noah held it down back at the studio. JT, great job as always, buddy. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock, live from the K on 610 Sports Radio. Take care.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.